Lovely. Soap Obsession version of All the Colours of You, and that is from James, and Tim Booth is talking to us from LA at the moment. A prophetic song that you wrote, I think, Tim.
Yeah, because I wrote it 6 months ago, and I had the line in, he's the Ku Klux Klan, the president's your man, cuckoo, cuckoo. And I sang it to friends and they were like, you can't sing that. And I was like, I've got to. That's the lyric that's coming. And then, of course, he tried to make have a coup, essentially, 6 months later. So I'm quite glad I stuck with that lyric.
It's been bizarre, yeah.
And then you're playing that, All the Colours of You, the day after that huge court case yesterday, which finally ended with, you know, a police officer being charged for murder of a black man, which is a rare non-occurrence in America, in American justice system.
And the mood today, I suspect, is positive.
Yes.
Not to go into it in too much detail, obviously, because we will run out of show quite simply.
Yes. I've had a coffee. You'll have to just keep shutting me up.
All right. Okay. I am going to shut you up here and now, just because I need to get the other songs out. But I would imagine that, you know, it is timely. It is right that we're talking to you the day after that verdict. So
it's positive, but it's also like there's so many more. The only reason that became a guilty verdict is because someone caught the whole thing on camera, and imagine how many haven't been caught on camera.
Yeah.
So that
there's work
to
be done. Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of work to be done.
One of the things I wanted to talk about was, I said at the beginning of the show, you know, just let us know if you have any stories of James. Maybe you've been on stage with him. And that was the most ridiculous thing to say, because we've been inundated with people who've been on stage with you. Karen Coyle says, I went to see James in Edinburgh around 1992, with my sister Jackie and friends. During Come Home, they invited people up on stage. My sister pushed me up, saying she was coming too. Obviously, she didn't. I was so embarrassed but excited all at the same time. I will forever cherish the memory that I've danced on the same stage as that band and many, many other people. Some of them were at your invitation. Other people had just got up on stage anyway. So tell me honestly, how do bands feel when there's a stage invasion, when someone gets up and randomly joins you on stage? What's it like, honestly?
It's usually wonderful. 99% of the time, only occasionally can it be a little strange. Or I invited people on stage in a gig we were filming, and it just became too many, and I realized the stage might collapse. And it's all being filmed and going out, you know, like we released it. You can see the panic on my face as I suddenly realized too many people have got on stage, more are coming, and it may not hold. So there's moments like that, but apart from that, it's a blast.
I can only imagine what people were saying about you side of stage, all your team and security and everybody.
We do get some pushback now and again.
Yeah. Okay, listen, let's play another track that you've done for us for the Soap Obsession, and this is the current single, and this is Beautiful Beaches.
BBC Radio 2, The Sofa Session.